This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Super Bowl happened. I didn't watch it. Thus, I didn't talk about it yesterday. Sorry about that. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in football. So, I didn't watch it. I popped in on it to get the score, but I didn't feel like it was necessary for me to cover the way I would cover normal stuff. But it did happen, and I did make observations because that's what I do. Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's how you can find out about me and the team. And I'm glad you're here. And it's funny because, look, I don't know what you guys want to talk about. I talk about what I want to talk about. And I know there were a lot of my friends who watched Super Bowl. I took my son over to a Super Bowl party with friends of ours. I didn't stay. I did not stay. I was home alone. And I watched Corner Gas, which I think is an absolutely amazingly funny Canadian sitcom. But I watched that. And every now and then I kept up because I was trying to gauge when I needed to go pick up my son. So I would look, and I was curious of the score. And let me tell you this. The only reason why I watched the game was really because of Tom Brady. That was it. Tom Brady being a Trump supporter. Well, there's two reasons. One of my business partners is from Tampa. And I know it was a big deal to them, so I was interested from that perspective. And you got to stay on top of these things just from a trivia perspective, like who won the Super Bowl and whatever, Super Bowl 55. But Brady is what kept me interested. It's like golf for me and Tiger Woods. When Tiger plays, I watch. I'm more interested in watching. No offense against them white boys. There's some good golfers out there. But Tiger Woods, when he's playing, there's a morbid curiosity. Is he going to win? Which Tiger's going to show up? Is he going to finally break Sam Snead's record? Is he going to win another major? I mean, I get all jazzed up. I get all googly. I don't know what the word. But I do. I'm more interested. So Brady almost got me to watch the Super Bowl. I'm talking about really sit down and watch the game. I did not do it. Now, what I heard was Tom Brady was masterful, that he absolutely lit up Kansas City. They had played before, I heard, and Kansas City beat them, was ahead of them 17-0 after the first quarter. Wasn't like that this game from what I hear. What was the final score? Something like 30-something to barely getting into the teens, like 12, 30-something to 12? I don't know the score. I just know that Tom Brady left the New England Patriots, went to a team. I don't know how good Tampa Bay was. As you guys know, I haven't watched football in years. I saw this one guy, Marshawn somebody, in a bunch of commercials, like Subway commercials with Deion Sanders. Is he a big deal? I'm presuming he is. I wouldn't know a professional football player if he came up and started hitting golf balls beside me. I wouldn't know it. I was out hitting golf balls one day. Big old brother comes up, man. He's hitting balls, and we'd strike up a conversation. It turns out he's a football player. I did not know this. Just, hey, what's up? What's up? Hey, how you doing? Whatever. So, yeah, Tom Brady got my attention. But, look, I don't know whose side of this you're on. I don't know if you were for Kansas City. Some of my friends, I do a radio show down there in Kansas City, Columbia. Not in Kansas City, but in Columbia, Missouri. And they were like, Kevin, we're going to watch the Super Bowl. Our team is in the Super Bowl. I'm like, okay, you bunch of conservatives. You bunch of sellouts. Like, look, I don't want to – far be it from me – far be it from me to guilt you. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm not one to – anyway – but if you did, if you're a turncoat sellout and you watch the game, well, you know, that's on you. Anyway, I was on the radio show and they were like, Kevin, the team, our team is playing. Missouri team is playing in the Super Bowl. We've got to watch. And I went, no, you don't. This should be the lowest rated Super Bowl ever. And the only reason you should want to watch it, even if you're a Kansas City, Missouri fan, is because of Tom Brady, who supported our president. You should want to get rid of this nonsense that's going on in the NFL. And I'll get to some of it in the next segment, because I went and looked in retrospect. Because everybody, Kevin, you didn't talk about Super Bowl. Why would I talk about the Super Bowl the day after the Super Bowl on my radio show, which is a political? Oh, Kevin, you could have talked about it in terms of politics. You're right. I could have. I didn't watch it. What more can I tell you guys? It just wasn't of interest to me. It wasn't. I will make observations because I shouldn't even say that. That's not true. Everything sort of interests me in a strange kind of way because my brain works differently than everybody else on the planet. And it works so differently that many of you tune in to hear my show. So I did have an interest because the observations, like what's going on in the world and pop culture. But here's the deal. I can get that. After the fact, people were calling me, Kevin, are you watching these commercials? You're texting, Kevin, are you seeing this? Kevin, are you noticing this? And I was like, I'm not noticing any of it. I'm watching Corner Gas. I wasn't. I watched, I watched an episode of Dr. Pimple Popper. Now, that's a show to watch. Dr. Pimple Popper, the lady that, she pops these. I mean, here's the thing. I didn't realize the skin could be so devastating. I mean, people with skin diseases, you just sit there and you go, I get it now. I get it. I get why dermatologists are who they are. That is a big deal. Anyway, I watched Dr. Pimple Popper. For those of you who are wondering, ask me anything about Dr. Pimple Popper during the Super Bowl, and I can tell you. Kenny called me after the Super Bowl was over because we had to talk about some of our productions, and he was like, man, how do you watch that? Because I was like, I'm watching Dr. Pimple Popper. He's like, how do you watch that show? It's so gross. I went, I don't know. It's like a train wreck. You just got to pull over and watch, man. It's weird. But I do have some observations I want to go over with you about the Super Bowl that speaks to pop culture, what we're starting to experience, and it's just more of the same nonsense, man. How much of this are we going to go through as conservative, as a culture? This so-called culture shift that's happening, there are going to be few people pushing back if we buy into this nonsense. And see, I look at not watching the Super Bowl as my way of saying, to heck with this change you want to make in culture. I'm not accepting it. So no, didn't watch it. And I'm not, you know, what's the word? I keep looking for this stupid word. What's the word I'm looking for? You know, judging. I'm not judging for the people that sold out and watched this game. Who abandoned conservative principles. No, I'm not going to judge you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, talking about the Super Bowl. Late. It isn't late for me. I didn't have a whole lot of interest in it. And as I said in the previous segment, didn't watch the game. I watched a couple of plays because my son was visiting friends of ours who watched the game. It was a big party. And I didn't go. You'd be proud of me. Not judging if you did. If you're one of the scoundrels who support the Black Lives Matter loving NFL, well, hey, I'm not judging. It's you. It's your thing. But I chose not to. But I did pop in from time to time just to kind of see how things were going because I would get texts. Dude, that was amazing. Are you giving you watching you whatever? So I'd pop in and go, oh, okay, well, they're leading 21-9 or whatever. And look at Brady. Woohoo, way to go. And as I mentioned earlier, Tom Brady's the reason why I watched it. But when I would pop over and leave it on for a couple of minutes and they'd cut to a commercial, and I was doing multiple things. I was working, you know, all kinds of stuff. My dog's got a problem with his leg, so I was rubbing his leg a little bit at times. And I'd look up and there's a commercial, and I see this commercial for the Equalizer. And you remember this, the Equalizer back in the day was this old white dude. I believe he was British, and I want to say he was British Special Ops, maybe SAS, retired. You know, bad dude. But on the surface didn't look like the guy that would, you know, could crack your neck, you know, for you forever, permanently, you know what I'm saying? And, but you also had that look about him that said, don't bother him, leave him alone. He's not a mark. You know, there's easier prey. So he had that look about him, and he always wore a black jacket, and he took on these causes for people for, you know, that couldn't take care of things themselves. And being honest with you, I love that show. It's almost like Ray Donovan, except he didn't get paid. That's why I like Ray Donovan. I love Liv Schreiber and Ray Donovan, that series. There's a part of my personality that would do that, and maybe does that. I'm not saying. But anyway, he was a white Brit. And then when they made the movie, they brought in Denzel Washington. Now, who could complain about Denzel being the equalizer? Now, in the hierarchy of leftism, effectively they said, well, we better bring in an affirmative action dude, a black guy, to play the equalizer, because then we'll all appear woke. Will be, you know, social justice will be served. I'm surprised they didn't let Colin Kaepernick play the role. We'll be back on him in a bit. But long story short, Denzel does Equalizer 1, Equalizer 2 movies. I watched them both. One was better if you didn't catch it. He saves a little Russian prostitute forced into sex slavery. And he helped a couple of other people too. And in Equalizer 2, they kill his good friend who still works for the agency, and he's got to exact revenge on them. And it was okay, but it wasn't as good as 1, in my opinion. But now I see a commercial running during the NFL, and the equalizer is now a black chick. Queen Latifah is now the equalizer. She plays Robin McCall. I guess she's the daughter that Denzel never knew he had. In the Equalizer 1 and 2, because they never mentioned a daughter in Equalizer 1 and 2, and that's okay, I get it, it's Hollywood, they can do whatever they want. But I want you to understand the hierarchy that we're talking about here. We've gone from distinguished white gentlemen to distinguished black gentlemen, both special ops, now to not-so-distinguished black chick. And I'm not saying that Queen Latifah doesn't come off as that, but she, you know, it's rather self-serving. And so it got me to ask myself, what next with the equalizer in the next 5 years or the decade when, you know, my grandkids are watching? Is it going to be a Guatemalan midget? What is the deal with the equalizer? Are we playing with intersectionality? Well, it was a white male before. No, we need a black male this time. Oh, let's make it a black chick. No, let's make it a gay black transsexual, and then we'll go to Guatemalan midget gay transsexual, you know, I don't know, into bestiality. Who knows with the left? So, I'm just saying, really? So we got, yet again, we have to make a female, and I don't care, by the way. I truly don't. I don't care that we have another female heroine that saves the day. And she's the one that's going to save everybody and humanity and mankind and global climate change and the whole thing. But it's so self-serving. You can see it. I mean, it isn't like you go, oh, okay, well, let's make Superman into super. I mean, you bring in Supergirl because Superman needs to have a niece or a daughter or something. I don't know. This one is just like in your face. Like, okay, well, we did the white guy. We did the black guy. Let's do the black girl. And let's see what happens. Let's see if people watch it. I know it may seem like I'm not upset about it. I'm not. I just, Hollywood is so predictable. And, oh, I don't know if you guys know this, but Queen Latifah is gay. I don't know if she's going to be gay in the series. But don't be surprised if they really play that up, that she goes home to her girlfriend. And again, I don't care as long as it fits the storyline. It isn't like I got a problem with lesbian relationships. If you look, I don't, you know my take on it. I don't know why girls would want to be with girls or guys would want to be with guys, but I don't care if you do. But if it's just to promote the narrative of that, then I go, why? You know, so I don't know. But don't be surprised if they play up some kind of a gay relationship in the new version of the Equalizer. I didn't see any other commercials. So if you guys want to tell me about them, 844-551-8255. But, well, I did see one. It was a Doritos, maybe. Or it wasn't me. But that commercial's been running with, what's his face? Mia, you know, who was doing the Jim Beam liquor commercials for a while. And she was in, anyway, Ashton Kutcher, is that his name? I think it's his wife. And they do a thing on Shaggy's song, It Wasn't Me. Doritos. She's eating all the Doritos and left her fingerprints and stuff all over the place. But and it looked like they maybe enhanced it. But that's the only those are the two commercials I saw. I don't know what else they played. But what I will tell you is this. People were texting me going, man, what's up with all these stupid social justice commercials? Well, it's all about social justice. So one I heard was the NFL did a tribute to Black Lives Matter. But I also heard Roger Goodell brings in police to come sit in the box with him because he wants to pay homage to the police. So the NFL wants to have it both ways. Oh, yeah, we really give a crap about Sicknick and getting killed at the Capitol, and which they, by the way, they blame all the Trump people for, and a couple of other cops that have had some issues or what have you. But the NFL, we care. We care as we let them wear socks that essentially call police pigs, and you know they still pay homage to Kaepernick. Mariah Carey called it Kaepernick Appreciation Day. I guess these half white kids stick together, don't they? That's my take on the Super Bowl. I'm done.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment trial of President Trump begins on Tuesday, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says that proceedings are a waste of time and Congress should be focused more on the response to the pandemic.
How many people are going to get vaccinated because of this impeachment trial? None. How many people are going to find a job because of this impeachment trial? None. How many people are going to be helped to put their kids back in school because of this impeachment trial? None.
An investigation into the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant shows that the pilot was disoriented in cloudy conditions.
Safety issues include continued VFR flight into instrument weather conditions due to self-induced pressure and planned continuation bias.
National Transportation Safety Investigator Bill English. You're listening to USA Radio News. National Guard troops are expected to remain in Washington, D.C. through March 15th. Between 5 and 7,000 troops are staying in D.C. until mid-March, a significant reduction from the 26,000 that were deployed to help secure the inauguration. As far as the cost for those troops?
The estimate through March 15th is that the total cost of National Guard support will come to $483 million. $284 million of that is for personnel, and $199 million of that is for operations, and that gets us through March 15th.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. As far as any imminent threats in Washington, D.C., Richie McGinnis with the Daily Caller says,
I have not gotten any explanation, and I do understand that Mayor Muriel Bowser does not want the fence to remain permanent. But that remains to be seen whether or not this fence will stay up.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks the tackle from a security guard. The 20. Down the middle of the 10. The 5. He slides at the 1. And they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why is this taking place in a Super Bowl?
That was a funny play-by-play. Yeah, oh, man. Dude runs. I didn't see it, but I saw it after the fact. That's, and my producers got me the clip. But that was funny, the play-by-play of a dude running out on the field for the Super Bowl. I mentioned previously that the NFL showed a BLM commercial during the Super Bowl. I was told this. I didn't see it. And this is a group that killed 6 cops in Dallas. I was so upset about that, man. I went on Tucker, the Fox and Friends, and that was an amazing interview because I wasn't even dressed right. They called me to come in that morning, and I think I was traveling. I didn't have like a shirt and tie. And my face was greasy, but boy, me and Tucker, we laid into Black Lives Matter. How can you give a tribute to a terrorist group during what used to be the biggest sporting event in America? Oh, that's right. They got nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Black Lives Matter. Marched in D.C. over the weekend. Did you guys see that story? We didn't talk about that yesterday either. They marched in D.C. They're like, we're going to burn it down. We're going to burn it down, man. I don't know what they're burning down, but wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We give you the truth here, which is the reason why our stuff doesn't get distributed. I'm almost looking at our lack of distribution of our show as a badge of honor. Now, some of you might take it as, well, Kevin, nobody cares about it. They don't listen to you, man, because that's what the leftists will tell you. You ain't nobody. Ain't nobody listening to you. Ain't nobody listening to me, because if you ever let my voice get out, that's all they will do is listen to me. I'm convinced of this. It's not ego. If my show stunk, I would tell you, and now I'm not going to lie, y'all, I got a terrible show. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being here, but don't expect too much. But no, every day I will tell you, I expect you to expect much. Push us into excellence. That's what I want. All right. BLM. With Biden in office, what could those colored folks possibly want? Because you cannot convince me that the black people who vote for Democrats actually want action. Didn't they get the memo post-Obama? There will be no action from the Democrats. You are not going to get what we promise, silly Negroes. How many decades of not getting what you want do you need before you wake up? Joe Biden, in his election, fake, fraudulent election, was supposed to bring unity and racial reconciliation. He was going to bridge. I will be the president for all Americans. No, you're not. 80 plus million of us don't give a crap about Joe Biden. Never have and never will. And let me tell you, the great unifier, Joe Biden, 78-year-old Demento, Captain Demento, he learned unification from the best, didn't he? Wasn't Obama the greatest unifier in American history? No, wait. Of the world? He was a rock star. I mean, everybody said, oh my God, if I vote for Captain Dreamy, well, everything's going to get all their problems solved. Rents will be paid and the KKK will dissolve and become butterflies and flowers and unicorns will roam the land. Mr. Rockstar. And doesn't his popularity continue? I mean, wow, when he did that event in Philadelphia for Joe Biden, what, 20 people showed up? So again, I say to black leftists listening to the Kevin Jackson Show that are signing up over at Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network.com, what do you want from me? What do you want from Biden? What do you want? What do you black people want, man? But here's what I am sensing. I'm sensing that they aren't happy with Joe Biden. He's not living up to the promises. See, again, even though overwhelmingly black people, well, three times the number of black people voted for Trump, which is generally enough to win any election, a bunch of blacks still supported Joe Biden, and they're like, where our reparations at, homeboy? They want theirs. I don't know what it is that they want, but whatever theirs is, whatever is, they want it, Joe. You know what it is. Kamala knows what it is. The Democrats know what it is. The progressives know what it is. Y'all know. Give it to us. And other blacks are going, hey, somebody clue me in. What is it? What is it that we want? No justice, no peace. We're going to burn this mother down. They're threatening to burn it down. Now, I've been talking about this. I've been talking about this rift within the Democrat Party that is going to, it's going to become a chasm. Think San Andreas Fault, because they have no choice. Oh, Marjorie Greene, how are you going to kick her around some more? What's Donald Trump done? Well, Donald Trump is not going to be in the lexicon. It's all about Joe Biden. It's all about Pelosi and all. And let me tell you something, folks listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Pelosi isn't going to get out of this. The media is not going to be able to help him, because as all this transition that's happening in the world is occurring, that voice is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. The Democrats can't keep a lid on this. That's why they're acting with such speed. Remember them? Donald Trump is a dictator, man. Look at all those executive orders. He rules by mandate. And you know who's ruling by mandate? The Democrats. They are trying to give Biden, they want him to have the ability to move your money around, the thing that they call, said of Donald Trump, you can't do that. That's Congress's role. And even though they control Congress, they still want Biden to do it. You want to know why? Because the Democrats don't want to get blamed. They need Captain Demento to get blamed. And he's looking for ways. It's not going to work. By the way, are you guys aware that Donald Trump is winning all these election battles, you know, where he contested stuff? Too little, too late. He should still be in office fighting this right now, having used the Insurrection Act and whatever else was at his disposal as these things came to light. Arizona. Oh, you know, well, we may have made a mistake. Philadelphia. Oh, well, yeah, there was some voter fraud and we now. And then they fire their Secretary of State, and I could go on. Now, Trump watches from the sidelines, and they say, well, Kevin, Donald Trump's going to start his own social media network. He's going to do all these different things, and I hope he does. I hope all that happens. But you know what I would have really hoped? That he fought harder. Because now we got these crazy folks. But now that they're here, let's put their problems, let's make them glaring. Let's let people know that Black Lives Matter has a problem with Joe Biden. They got a problem with his black sidekick. They want theirs. You got to satisfy these plantation Negroes or else. So what do they want? Do they want to defund the police? Because Joe Biden is saying, well, I don't think we can do this. You know, we can't really do that. That's crazy talk. Now the Democrats are going, oh, we can't do that. Roger Goodell of the NFL says, let's bring the police in and show that we're going to, you know, we care about them too. Now they got to try to make amends with the people that protect them. Joe Biden has the military with a fence around Capitol Hill because they're all afraid. Why didn't he put a big fence around the White House? Oh, you know what? If Joe Biden's not for borders, I say this. Take the fence down at the White House. Prove that you're not for borders. Maybe we could even tell people, hey, have you noticed something really weird? That those who don't seem to like borders seem to have them? Gated communities? Joe Biden is a non-border guy. He says, stop building that wall down in Mexico. Let that go. Okay, Joe, I tell you what. Let's take the wall down from the White House. What else did Black Lives Matter want? They want to end meritocracy. How dare you judge us by our actual actions? We don't want that. We just want the money. They want to end the patriarchy. I bet half these idiots don't even know what meritocracy and patriarchy mean. But they run around shouting it, dude, down with the patriarchy. We need to end the meritocracy, man. Really? End the meritocracy. It's insane. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Black Lives Matter. Protesting in D.C. F the police. We'll burn it down. And all kinds of other stuff. Fun times ahead, folks. Fun times. Here's what somebody wrote. Anti-police BLM activists marched through the streets of D.C. Saturday night, yelled at police, harassed outside diners while chanting various slogans such as Black Lives Matter here, and if we don't get it, burn it down. Wow. That's a real show of unity. Let's see how Biden handles these goons. Anyway, I want to segue into Chicago violence, which, for the record, was pretty lame, given it's Chicago. Get this. Two people were killed and 21, they believe, estimated, 21 wounded in shootings in Chicago. That's pretty benign. Normally, with Chicago, you're going to get at least 4 killings and at least 30 shootings. So maybe things are working. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Here's what's interesting about when you look at these shootings, and I want to go through some of them, just so you get an idea of it's insane how people die in this city. Here's this one. In the latest fatal shooting, a 30-year-old man was killed at his home in South Shore. Officers found the man laying face down with multiple gunshots about 11:10 p.m. in the doorway of his home, and they tell where it was. Pronounced dead at the scene. Neighbors told officers they heard people arguing before shots were fired. That's it. Friday evening, a 42-year-old man was shot to death trying to break up a fight in a neighborhood on the west side. The man was attempting to break up a fight between two males about 9:10. This is on North Cicero. This is up by the airport. When one of the males pulled out a gun and fired shots, striking the guy in the back and the leg. He was taken to Stroger Hospital. Stroger gets a lot of work. Stroger needs to have, a rebate for black folks because it gets a lot of business. You know what I'm saying? It's like the coroner, not the coroner, but the funeral guy down there. He should be like, hey, I'm going to give you a little rebate because you'd give me a lot of business. Here are the non-fatal attacks. These are amazing. They're amazing, and you got to ask yourself many times, really? You know, the pattern is so much the same. A 34-year-old man was critically wounded in a shooting early Saturday on the west side. He was riding in a vehicle about 4:35 a.m. Yeah, there's a hint. And then they tell you where. When someone exited a parked dark blue SUV and fired shots, the man was shot in the chest and was taken to West Suburban Medical Center in Oak Park in critical condition. Here's the next one. A man and a woman were shot Saturday morning in Inglewood on the south side. The man, 61, the woman, 46, were sitting inside a parked car about 3:55 a.m., they tell you where it was, when someone inside a black SUV fired shots. The woman suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. The man was struck in the back. Transported to the University of Chicago Medical Center, both listed in fair condition. And hey, they got skins to put on the wall. I was shot in Chicago. Said about 10 minutes earlier, another man and woman were shot in McKinley Park on the south side. That's where Leroy Brown got his butt kicked. So these are 3:45. These in the morning. These people got shot. Now here's what happened with them. They were being followed by a dark colored SUV at about 3:45 a.m. They tell you where. When the SUV rear-ended their vehicle and caused them to crash into a pole. The 30-year-old woman who was driving was shot when she exited the vehicle to tell the driver of the SUV they were not gang members, police said. The driver of the SUV struck her in the face, shoulder, arm, and chest, and she was taken to Stroger Hospital in serious condition. I told you, Stroger gets a lot of work. Man, they should have like a punch card system, you know, like they do when you go to Bahama Bob's or whatever, you know, and you get a snow cone, they go, oh, here's a punch. And after your 10th visit to Stroger, it's free. Man. Anyway, they said the gunman then fired shots into their vehicle and struck the man, 41, in the arm. He was taken to the same hospital in good condition. Two other people inside the vehicle were not injured. Maybe they were ducking down in the back. At this point, look at the commonalities. People just driving along, sitting in their cars. Now, the other commonalities are, look at the time. So here's the point. A couple of points. Stop being in your cars after midnight. 345, 355, 434, people getting killed up in Chicago. Wow. Dangerous, dangerous place. And this was a good weekend. Yeah, the previous weekend, 5 people were killed. And I want to say 30-ish were wounded. They can never give you the real statistics on the wounded in Chicago because they just don't know. People won't come in to get medical help. Here's another one. Earlier Saturday morning, 2 men were wounded in a shooting in Inglewood on the south side. The men, 31 and 41, were standing outside at about 1:25 a.m., and they tell you where, when someone exited a dark-colored vehicle and fired shots. The 31-year-old was shot in the abdomen, taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center. They get a lot of work, too, on black folks. Yeah. The good news is, if you have a trauma, like something, you get hit by a car, you get shot, you get stabbed or whatever, the best doctors are in Chicago because they work on them so often. They know more about traumatic injury than people who were medics during Vietnam. Wow. Yep. Anyway, there was one, the other guy got struck in the groin. That's dangerous because you get right by that femoral artery. He was in fair condition. This is a typical weekend in Chicago, people. And guess what the Democrats are concerned about? Global climate change. It's the biggest existential threat to Americans since ever the invention of man. It's a huge threat. Well, somebody ought to tell the folks in Chicago. Maybe the 2 that died over the weekend and the others that will probably die during the week of their injuries that are still in critical condition. Or maybe they can tell the ones that are going to die this coming weekend. Or the weekend after that. Or the weekend after that. Because let me tell you what's coming up. Spring and summer. See, when they get, these are people, these numbers are low. Let me tell you why, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They're low because it's cold. It's cold in Chicago. Wait until it warms up and blood starts flowing and people start moving around. They come out of hibernation. And suddenly somebody looks at somebody too hard. Or they don't like, they wanted the rims on your car. They want the shoes off your feet. Or they'll make up some reason to kill you because we all know Black Lives Matter, baby. Black Lives Matter. Just like they did on this dude who was 29 years old, critically hurt in a shooting in Little Village. Driving at about 12:30 a.m., they tell you where. Someone inside a passing white-colored SUV fired shots. He was struck in the abdomen, taken to Mount Sinai Hospital. Let me tell you what happened in that little case. Probably a gang initiation. Who knows? Didn't even know the dude. Didn't have to know the dude. Because we all know Black Lives Matter, man. Kevin, how do you know all these people were black? I'm just guessing. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. Just educated guess. Unbelievable. These are the shootings that I'm reporting about. There were 13 other people who were wounded in citywide shootings from Friday until 5 a.m. on Monday, which is when they register the weekend, I guess. 13 other people. I can't tell you how they died or how they got shot or whatever. Probably doing nothing. Just living in Chicago.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.